Repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached to all the nations, beginning here in Jerusalem. We have in our readings today this continuing theme of the contrast between belief and unbelief, and then the fruit of conversion, the difference between sin and grace, this new life that Jesus alone is able to offer to us, to his church. And so we hear these words about repentance, about new life, and we kind of think, well, what is repentance involved? We have some vague memories or thoughts, perhaps, that it's recognizing those failures, those areas of sin in our life, those things that we've stuffed up and got wrong. And so it's the need to recognize that, to turn away from that, and to make this new resolution to begin afresh and start in a different way of life. That's all very well and good if we're kind of conscious of those areas of sin. But what if we're not? What if it's something deeper that we need to really address as part of that? I mean, you get perhaps no better example of this than in the rest of this story of the road to Emmaus, where you have these two disciples who've lost hope. They had all these understandings about the way that Jesus should be. They had this sense of who the Messiah should be, this great warrior, this prophet who would bring sweeping reform, who'd get rid of the Romans, who would overthrow the oppressors and establish this new reign of peace and new life within the people of God. But they'd lost all that sense of hope, and they continued to walk away from the source of life. They continued to walk away from Jerusalem and the rest of the community out of fear that perhaps this would happen to them as well. And so they continue to walk away until Jesus himself comes and joins them on their journey. But of course, they don't recognize him yet as he talks and shares with them, as he talks about the scriptures and reveals to them the way of the Messiah from the pages of the Hebrew scriptures. They begin slowly, this new truth and this new gift of life begins to dawn on them. But it's only later when they stop for a meal together and Jesus is there blessing the bread. And as he breaks the bread, it's there that the veil is lifted from their eyes and they're able to see and understand who this truly is. And then he disappears, only to reappear in Jerusalem with the rest of the 12 and the other disciples. It's this movement where we've lived in our heads and we've lived with a certain understanding, and then grace begins to operate in our lives and we begin to experience this burning from within, this new experience. In the tradition, it's sometimes described, particularly in the writings of St. Thomas Aquinas, as the difference between the little soul and the great soul. We know that we're living in the little soul, when we're living locked in our memories and our past and our heads and our hurts, when it's our life is based around pettiness. You know, no one can say a civil word to us. Everything that someone says, even if it's completely innocent, we take it the wrong way. We get locked in this little kind of narrow vision of life. We just experience all of the hurts and the pains and the bitterness, and we just think, oh my gosh, it's rainy weather again. It's, oh, is this rain never going to stop? And it's bright and sunny outside, and you're like, oh, is this rain never going to stop? And we just get overwhelmed by all this little pathetic, petty little experiences, rather than this experience of greatness, of grandness. In contrast, this experience of the great soul is an experience of being connected to one another. We recognize that those around us are indeed our brothers and sisters. We recognize that they're part of this community. We have this sense of compassion. We have this sense of wanting to share what we have with those around us. You know, we get brave, we're filled with courage, we decide to embark on great missions, and we experience this life of the abundance of everything that surrounds us. This experience of conversion, this experience of repentance, in the Greek, of course, I'm sure you know, it's the word metanoia, this sense of meta meaning to change, noia, our minds, to change and transform our minds from that petty little world into the experience of the grandeur and greatness of all that God has created and prepared for us. This is what happens when the scriptures begin to make sense in our lives. This is what happens when we recognize Jesus in the breaking of the bread and in one another. We begin to experience this new possibility, this new hope, this new life as it begins to course through our veins, and we experience this new possibility of connection, of grace, of life, of goodness. This is, I believe, this whole sense of this movement from unbelief to belief, this movement from being locked in our heads and the analytical kind of fairness and making judgments based on whether this is just or unjust, to an experience of mercy, an experience of compassion, an experience of just the grandeur of all that God has already done in my life, and the recognition that He's doing the same in those around us. This is the kind of conversion that this season of Easter is calling us into. Every day we get the choice. Every day we have that possibility. Will I live locked in the petty little soul? Will I experience the grandeur and the glory of God alive in the great soul, the wonder of what God is doing in our lives? Every day we have that choice. Will I be locked in the bitterness of those memories of the past, or will I allow God's grace to bring healing? Will I choose to love? Will I choose to forgive? Will I choose to be courageous? Will I choose to be generous in all that I have? Or will I live in my locked in little closed world? The choice is ours. The choice is ours in the grace of God. God calls us to live with a great soul. God created us to experience life in all its abundance. But we continually, it seems, stay locked in the littleness. Let's choose today to live in the gift of God's life. Let's choose today to live from the warmth of the scriptures burning within us, calling us into life, calling us to experience God in the greatness of our soul and the greatness of His life within us.